And it's time for sports. Game 7 for the reigning NBA champs. New York, New York. Rangers on a tear. Knicks on the cusp. And Caitlin Clark's first week as a pro. Howard Bryant of Meadowlark Media joins us. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
Let's begin in the NBA. Defending champion Denver Nuggets. On the ropes, they'll play Game 7 at home tomorrow against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And look, they've got Nikola Jokic, the game's best player, but they lost Game 6 by 45 points. What's happening?
Yeah, 45, that's not a misprint. 45 points in a closeout game when you're the defending champions. It's, you know, Scott, it's been a really weird NBA playoff so far because the Nuggets are the defending champs. They do have the best player. They have the best duo because Jamal Murray and Jokic make up the best tandem in the league. And they come out and they lose the first two games at home against this young Minnesota team that's got Anthony Edwards, who will very soon be the face of the NBA. And then Denver reminds you that they're the champs. They come out, they win three in a row, and so you figure, okay, this is done. Yeah, the champs have established themselves. Game over. They go to Minnesota and get whomped by 45 points. Yeah. So now we've got a game seven here. And then on the Eastern Conference, you had, you know, the Knicks. The Knicks are scrappy, and the Knicks are good, and the Knicks play great defense, and they've got Jalen Brunson, who is just terrific, and they've got the Nova Knicks with the trio of former Villanova guys, and they go out and get beat at home. I'm sorry, they get beat in Indiana. So now they're coming home for a Game 7 tomorrow, and just total toss-ups. Are we going to get the home team going to hold, or are we going to get another blowout?
Of course, and we'll just note Thunder Mavericks game, of course, is tonight.
Oh, and let's not forget the Mavs as well.
Oh, never.
So much. And by the way, that's the other thing I forgot about that series, which is a great series too, because Oklahoma City is the one seed. But when you've got Kyrie Irving and you've got Luka Doncic, you know, Dallas is really terrific as well. Good teams.
Got to pay tribute to Fire and Ice. The New York Rangers clinched their spot in the conference finals for the Stanley Cup playoffs. What do you see in the rest of the field?
Well, I think that once again, you've got late games. I don't know if anybody saw it because of a double overtime game, but Colorado got knocked out. I really like watching Dallas and the old guys, Jamie Benn and Joe Pavelski and Tyler Seguin. Really fun team, really fast team. They come through a disallowed goal in the first overtime, and then they come back and win it in the second. And also way out west, you've got Edmonton and Vancouver. It's a really great series. Nobody is seeing it because it's 3 hours time difference. And you haven't had a Canadian team win the Stanley Cup since the Canadiens did it back in 1993. And if you get a chance to see them, Connor McDavid and the Avalanche and the Oilers are so much fun to watch as well. So good stuff if you can burn the midnight oil and watch these great games.
WNBA season tipped off this week. Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever, two games in, hasn't won a championship. What's wrong with her? What's going on here?
Won a game. Once again, the hype machine is rolling. Caitlin Clark obviously is the name in basketball right now. And there's been, I think there's been some Caitlin Clark fatigue. I think there are some people who maybe want to take her down a peg. So, of course, after two games, she's had two tough games. It's the pros. There are great players now. I mean, there are very few rookies that come in and just take the league by storm in any sport. And so it's a rocky start. She's here in New York against, playing the Liberty, championship-level team as well. So when you're playing the pros, it's not going to get any easier. But I think at some point, there's going to be an adjustment, and we'll see what she's all about. It's tough.
Yeah. So is life. Howard Bryant of Meadowlark Media, thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure, Scott.